From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Texas Thursday to survey damage inflicted by what was once Hurricane Harvey, and he commended residents of the town of Rockport for the manner in which they've handled adversity.
I think Karen and I today were most inspired by the volunteers. To see the outpouring of compassion and concern was deeply inspiring to us. And every American should know that even in this difficult time, in this disastrous storm, the very best of the people of Texas and the very best of the people of America is shining forth.
President Donald Trump visited Texas on Tuesday and plans to return on Saturday. Harvey, now a tropical depression, brought heavy rain to Louisiana and northwestern Mississippi on Thursday, leaving flooded East Texas to start drying out, but still facing danger from flooding. Forecasters expected parts of Louisiana to receive 10 to 20 centimeters of rain as the storm system continued moving. And even as the southern U.S. states of Texas and Louisiana struggle to recover from Hurricane Harvey, another powerful storm is gaining strength over the Atlantic and another in the Gulf of Mexico. Irma has intensified into a Category 3 hurricane and appears to be heading toward the Caribbean southern United States. There's another storm, Lydia, that is spreading rain across a broad swath of Mexico, including Mexico City, where it's blamed for flooding that briefly closed the city's airport. This is VOA. U.S. news reports say President Trump could decide as early as Friday whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally. On Thursday, White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters the Trump administration is still reviewing the program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Sanders added on further questioning that a decision hasn't been made. There are a lot of conversations about the timeline. She said nothing has been finalized yet. Meanwhile, White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert told reporters Thursday that no undocumented immigrants seeking shelter from Texas flooding will be targeted.
No individual human being should worry about their immigration status unless they've committed a crime on top of coming here illegally when it comes to getting food, water, and shelter. So the authorities won't be conducting any routine swipes or searches inside those shelters.
But he did say that undocumented immigrants are not likely to receive much federal storm aid. Explosions and fires have rocked a flood-crippled chemical plant near Houston, adding a new hazard to Hurricane Harvey's aftermath. The plant's owners are warning that more explosions could follow because a loss of refrigeration is causing certain chemicals to degrade and burn. The Environmental Protection Agency and local officials say air sampling shows no reason for alarm. The United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington, D.C. and New York City. Bill Gallo has details.
The U.S. State Department said this was in response to the Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said in a statement that the U.S. believes the action was unwarranted and detrimental to the overall relationship between the two countries. Last month, Moscow ordered the United States to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half, to 455 people, after Congress overwhelmingly approved new sanctions against Russia. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
People gathered Thursday at Britain's Kensington Palace and a site in Paris to mark the 20th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. Those paying their respects left flowers and lit candles outside the palace where Diana once lived with her two sons, Prince William and Prince Harry.
Shock turned to deep sadness. She's been known as Queen of Hearts, and I think that Diana touched everybody's heart.
Diana died in a high-speed Paris car crash while she and her boyfriend were being chauffeured by an intoxicated driver. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.